Okay, first of all, that this is a section of Kedushas Levi called the Kedushos. It has for Hanukkah and for Purim. These are actually parts that the Kedushas Levi himself wrote, meaning all the other part of Kedushas Levi that you find on the Parshios. He said it at one point, and one of his children, when his Hasidim or children wrote down the Torahs. And it was never a full Torah. You know, there little words here and there that he said, okay, obviously very deep and very important, but it wasn't really a systematic way of teaching Torah. When it comes to Kedushas Levi is a different story. All these wild stories that you hear about the Kedushas Levi, is a very systematic approach at looking at the Chag. And it really gives us a very deep understanding in other things also. It's not just talking about Purim. You know, it's not just get a pshat in Purim. It's going through, and that's why it's called, by the way, Kedushas Levi. Based on the Kedushas, the Arba Kedushas of Purim and the Kedushas of Hanukkah. That's why it's called Kedushas Levi, based on the Kedushas, not based on the Parshas. Okay, so let's start with Purim. It's a really, really awesome, it's an awesome journey to be on. It's like, it's mamash a journey. If we really, the really way to learn this is you just have to sit here. I was preparing it, I couldn't stop, I can't stop. It's like all flows into the next. Obviously we're not going to be able to do it in one sitting, but it's a flow, it's a journey. It's like one. It's just like this unbelievable flow. So let's start. Okay, so in the Kedusha Rishona, Va'ata Nevari Kedushas Purim. Now let us explain Kedushas Purim. Vine Yemei Purim Heilolu Nechlokim Al Shlosha Mitzvahs Chadashim. There are three new mitzvahs that we have on Purim. Masha'ein B'shum Yontif, which we don't have in any other Yontif. Very unique mitzvahs that have to do with Purim. Ha'echad Kriyas HaMegillah. The first one we have is Kriyas HaMegillah. Habet, we don't have any. We have Megillas and other Chagim, but not like a Chiyuv, like Mikra Megillah. Habet Matanas Levyonim. Again, we also have you know Kimcha Tepischa, but no Chiyuv of Matanas Levyonim. Gimel Mishloach Manot Yisrael Re'eyu. Right, Mishloach Manot. Vini Hamitzvah Revit Dehainu Yimei Mishtav Asimcha. However, the fourth mitzvah, which is Mishtav Asimcha, having a Seuda and drinking. That's not unique to Purim. That's Nagis B'chol Yom Tov. We have three malot on these days, which you don't find any other places. Why? What's so unique that Purim should be zocha to get three unique mitzvos that we don't find in any other chagim? Aleph, who a neisha also lavasin biyom mahem bazman hazeh. That it was a nes that Hashem did in those days in our times. What are you talking about? Hashem did also Pesach. What about the nes of Pesach? What about the nes of Chanukah? What about all the nesim? What are you talking about? Because Hashem did a nes. Eilu anisim shel Pesach b'shinui hativim. V'anes tepurim b'toch hativim. Very, very important line. And really, this is going to be the main focus on the Arba Kedushos. That the nes of Purim happened within the Teva. And the Nes of Pesach was also outside the Teva. The Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Teva changed. In Purim, the story of Purim, Teva did not change. I know that seems like a classic. Everyone says this on Purim, but we're learning Kedushas Levi, meaning we're starting from scratch here. So nothing, we can't think as anything as cliche, but that is the first big chilek of Purim, that it's going to get its unique mitzvos, that it's unique Nes, that it happened within nature. There's nothing that happened above nature. It all was within nature. Havabet. Okay, so that's the first unique aspect of Purim. Okay, Neis B'toch HaTeva. Second is Kabbalah Satorah. We're Mekabel the Torah in the fullest form on Purim. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos Pechet, Kimu V'Kiblu, that the Jews accepted what they didn't accept at Har Sinai, now they fully accepted Me'ava. We accepted Ava. Okay, we'll get back to that. We saw something new, that Gdolei Yisrael, i.e. Mordechai, was able to break the Gzeira that was above, because Jews bowed down to the tzelem, to an idol. It was written in tit, it was written in I guess not stone, but like cement, that the Jews should be killed. Right, ve'odiu Eliyahu leMoshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom la'Avos Ha'Olam, Rakai deTfilas Mordechai ve'Esther v'Divrei Tzomus Korig Zardinim Shaya L'Rav and Hepach L'Tov. Eliyahu Navi told the whole world that it was only because of the Tefillah of Mordechai ve'Esther were they able to break this Gezerah. Only because of the Tefillah of the Tzaddik, Miyagun Nesimcha Me'Evel Yontuf. Yontif. This medrash is a much longer medrash. I don't know if you have it in your footnotes there, but I have a footnotes. It's a really wild medrash that Eliyahu went when he heard about this gezeira. He went to the Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, and he said, you know, please, can you break this gezeira, right? Can you break this gezeira? Said, no, you have to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, I can't break these ears, but Mordechai and Esther can. I told them, very quickly, but it's a beautiful medrash about it. Like Eliyahu was always waking up Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He's always waking them up. We always see him in every Rosh Chodesh, he wakes them up, right? And then it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, how come he didn't wake them all up at once? They said, Eliyahu, how come you came late to the base medrash? He says, how do I wake up Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Says, how come you just wake them all up together? So if I woke them all up at one time, Mashiach would come. So we see Eliyahu a lot of going to the Avos. Here he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, it's through the tefillah of Mordechai and Esther, it will be broken. So we have three unique parts of Purim. What are the three unique parts of Purim? We have Matan Torah, Neis B'Tocha Teva, and a tzaddik being gozer a gzera. And those three, based on those three unique aspects of Purim, we have three unique mitzvahs of Purim. The kasher b'yarnu b'kedushas Chanukah. Shaydeh mitzvahs pa'alin she'elu ha'oris ya'ir b'chol zman ha'oris. He talked about this in kedushas Chanukah. That's a very important yisod. That through the mitzvahs of the Chag, we are able to be moshech. We're able to pull down the ur of the nisim. Through us doing the mitzvahs of the Chag, we're being moshech, the same ur that had to come into the world in order to save the Jews during Purim. While we do the mitzvahs, we're bringing down that ur, that same ur. That's what it means. By Yom HaMahem, not Ubezman HaZeh. There are some Rishonim that put Ubezman HaZeh. Right? In those days and in our times. Hashem does Nisan then and He does now also. No. But most people say no. By Yom HaMahem, Bazman HaZeh. In those days, in our days. What it means? The same Ors that Hashem brought to the world in order to bring the Chag, in order to bring the Nes of Purim, Hashem brings down on Purim itself. However, that is only with the help with the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs bring down that or. Va'ara via sh'umas olam ha'rishonim, ma'shasana yisrael ha'mashal le'balatel le'balacharetz. Says, and there's a fourth ha'ara on Purim, and that is that there was such hatred, there was a perfect hatred between Achashverosh and Haman. The Gemara talks about, like, one person said, listen, I have a pile of dirt. What am I going to do with this pile of dirt? And the guy goes, oh my God, I have a ditch. What am I going to do? I have to fill up the ditch. It's like, great. You need to get rid of the pile of dirt. I need to fill in this ditch. Let's get together. Perfect shidduch. We don't have to pay each other for this. Perfect. That was like Haman and Achashverosh. Right? Achashverosh says, I have this ditch. The Jewish people really bother me. And Haman's like, I want to kill them. He's like, go ahead. You got it. It was a perfect shidduch. Hey, Masha Shalach El B'toch Machshavos Lassus Amisol Tovos Vod Shekol Rosh Nisabu L'Tov Masim Aroi Masha Choshav Haman Hey, Ma Yubatzim Tovos Kshasher Nivol Bifnim. And we're going to see that it was Mamash Nafochu, that everything that Haman tried to do to get rid of the Jews, he was just doing to keep the Jews in power. Mamash, it wasn't like the Jews. It wasn't like, oh, the Jews were in danger and Haman wanted to kill them, but the Jews were saved. No, they're in danger. He wanted to kill the Jews, and every way he wanted to kill the Jews, he was just bringing the Jews higher and higher and higher. Val elu arba dvarim anachnu osin arba mitzvos. Based on these four aspects of Purim, we do the four mitzvos of Purim. Tahainu, kriyas ha-megillah, matanat avyonim, mishloach manot, ushtia ubesume bepurya, ve'efrashnu be'arba kedushas bifnim. And he's going to explain all of these arba kedushos. Right, which is connected every mitzvah. The or is going to be connected to a mitzvah, and he's going to explain these in the Arba Kedushas ahead of us. So first, he's going to explain Kriyas Megillah. V'nevar b'tchilas mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah. V'gam nevar lama nikris Megillah v'shem Megillah u'mevarchan al mikra Megillah u'mahi lashon Megillah. What is lashon Megillah? B'tochi mevar kamen yanim norim. And we're going to see some amazing things inside of it. Here we go, Kriyas Megillah. You guys ready? We understood his introduction basically was saying the four unique aspects of Purim, connected the four, the three unique mitzvahs, and the fourth one that applies to everything. Tchila nevar b'mayim b'Shabbos. So we asked the kash in Shabbos. We two it's kushus atosus. V'zel osher gemara de Shabbos. The gemara in Shabbos like this. Vayisyatzvus petach desar, and the Jews sat on the bottom of the mountain. Amar b'dim b'cham imlad shekafa kadosh baruch hu mesar kigis. Hashem put a. But what does it mean that the Jews sat under the mountain? That Hashem put up the mountain, right? Kafa them har kigis. And the most classic explanation is that what? That Hashem. Right, first, you know, if you take it, great. If not, this mountain's going to fall on you. Right? The Baal Tanya has a totally different explanation of that, but with Pashup, Pshat is that's going on. If you keep Torah, good. But if not, this will be your kfur, this mountain will bury you. What's going on? Why did Hashem have to force them to accept the Torah? What happened before Kabbalah Satorah? What did they say? Nasev and Ishma. We will do and then we will listen. Ah, that's a great level. We'll do and then we'll listen. Afa pishik faragdim and nasev and Ishma. Shem yichozin kisharoa isha gdola shiyotin and Ishma saim. What's going to happen? That they're afraid that now everything is good and they could be nasev and Ishma. However, when they see the isha gdola, and they see the Isha Gadol and they see the fire and the Neshamas are leaving them, and they say, oh, we don't want this anymore. When the going gets tough, right, like the week, like leave. Okay, then we said Nasim Nishma when everything was good, but when everything was tough, no way. Take your Torah back. So Hashem says, no, I forced it on you, too bad. You can't take it back now. You can't take it back. Amar Rabbah Bar Yaakov, Mikam Modar Rabbah L'Raisa. Now, we had a Modar Rabbah L'Raisa. We had a Tain against Hashem. What was our Tain against Hashem? We didn't really accept the Torah. It wasn't fair. Unfair. You have to have a new try. Right? It wasn't fair. Like a bunch of little kids saying in a soccer game, no, it's not fair. You wouldn't show faith right, then we have to have a new game. Okay, so we have to have a new game. So that's where we're mekabel again, me'achashverosh, new game. It wasn't fair the first time. That they upheld what they were already mekabel. Obviously, I said that in a very childish way. It could be understood much, much deeper levels. So it's just a way to understand it. Okay, so therefore it's a Kabbalah Satorah. Zelo Shana Tosus. Tosus says, Temel Ribi Megillah. Gabe Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nehmer. Amar Vida Mishmuel. There's a Kash of Tosus. I'm not going to go through the whole Kash of Tosus. Basically, I'll tell you outside. What happened was, is that this Pasuk Kimu V'Kiblu, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin is trying to prove, how do we know that Esther wrote the Megillah Ruach HaKodesh? It's very important. Because if it's not Ruach HaKodesh, it can't belong in Ksuvim. So now, how do we can prove that Esther wrote in Baruch HaKodesh? So it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Kimu v'kiblu, she was Mekayim, and she was Mekabelet, she wrote in Baruch HaKodesh. And that's what Shmuel says. That's what Shmuel says, and whatever. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara there. Okay, basically what the Tosus brings up is, keep that information. We'll get back to that information, all about this idea that Purim is the second Kabbalah Satorah. And based on the pasuk of Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim Mekayim, what they're already Mekabel, but the first time they're Mekabel, wasn't a fair game. We have a retrial. Okay? Ready? Okay. V'nir, ki tzrichin lahav in mashe kodmi Yisrael asir l'shmiya, heich osin kodim shashomen. So he said, okay, let's understand Nasa v'nishma. How can a person do before he hears? It's impossible. F is nearly ki tzricha la'avid al maimer agada. We have to understand also the maimer agada. Ilu karvana lefnei ha-sinai. If we got close to our Sinai, what does it say? V'lo natan lona satorah. Tayeinu. It would have been enough. Everyone asked that question. Tzricha la'avid ma tov haya b'kirbeinu. B'kirbeinu lefnei ha-sinai v'karvana lefnei ha-sinai. What's the whole good of coming next to our Sinai if we didn't get the Torah? My famous kash, everybody asked it. Right? Everybody asks it. Someone's got to ask it at the Seder Dayanit, right? I have a question. Right? What's the point of getting Karbonat Torah without getting the Torah itself? So what? We stood by a mountain. What did that do for us? Okay? So again, so he asked two questions. What does it mean to say Nasa V'Nishma? And what does it mean that Ilu Karbonat La'Sinai, but we didn't get the Torah, it would have been enough. Why would it have been enough? Okay. Okay, so basically now he has all the kashas. He has all the kashas. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Now he's going to get really into the meat. V'nir shamru chazal. Kayim haya avram avinu olav hashom kol ha-torah filo aruvei tafshilin ad shlo notna nitna v'ine tzrichin la'avin. So it says that Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs all the way down to Erev Tafshilin. Right? When Yontif, when what was it, Shabbos? When Yontif goes into Shabbos, he made sure to make an Erev Tafshilin, Avram Avinu. Right? Before the Torah was given. How did Avram know the Torah before it was given? How did he keep the Torah before it was given? We have 300, we have the mitzvahs asay, the 248 mitzvahs asay, they're all connected to another aver in our body. To a physical aver in our body, we have a spiritual aver, and that's a mitzvah. Vashasa mitzvah lotas in the 365 lotas is connected to shasa gidim aruchanim. It's connected to 365 spiritual sinews, like as sinews is veins.
Veins
and nerves. What?
Like nerves and stuff.
Right. Vamisaka beruchnis evorim shalo beruchnis agidin shalo who may see garmach mitzvahs asay v'shasa mitzvahs asay. If a person really knew how to look at himself and see the spiritual beyond the physical, then we'd be able to see just from our bones and from our sinews all the 613 mitzvahs. K'moshe ivri aguf tzicha l'mazon gashmi shalo, and just like each part of the guf, it needs its physical sustenance. If I had somebody to cut off the blood flow of their arm, God forbid, the arm will stop functioning because it needs its physical subsistence. Just like in the ruchnius wise, each aver has a ruchnius spiritual counter parallel, and the spiritual parallel also needs the blood flow of the ruchnius in it, or else it just goes. K'shem she'evar magashim in toch lilmod osa magashim shalehem. We don't have to teach our gashim. Okay, finger, listen. Why don't you be a good boy?